You're listening to Career Fast Track, and I'm your host, Philip DeRoche. Thanks for joining us today. I'm excited for today's show, particularly. I don't know if it's the chocolate bar I just had or the subject, either one, but a combination is quite powerful. So good to have you. We're continuing our live shows. We're here every Tuesday, rather every Monday at 5:30 to 6, and excited to have you here because I'm going to share with you two major pieces of information. Number one is I'm going to share with you the article that I wrote this morning in 24 Hours newspaper around handshakes. And when you apply the magic hand-eye technique, you can actually shake someone's hand so that when you do it, at the end, they actually say to you, "Do I know you?" And I've actually practiced a technique with people in my life where I've actually gone to someone I don't know, shaken their hand, using this technique very consciously, and they'll look at you like, "Wait a minute, do I know you?" And you've never met them, but because you can build rapport and trust with someone wickedly fast by applying the technique, I'm going to introduce that technique to you as well. So if you haven't already done so, go also and check out this website, www.onedaydreamjobchallenge.org. That's the number one, and then daydreamjobchallenge.org. It's a site where I offer a free download. On this site, you will get a one-page document, 8.5 by 11, that will show you an itinerary, a one-day itinerary that will show you how to find work you love in one day. That's it. And it was designed because many people were coming to me and saying, "I don't have the time, I'm already working, I don't want to quit before I find another job." So it's designed for those two types of people. You're currently working and you can take a day off, so you do the challenge during that day off, or you've tried everything else, nothing's worked, and you've had it, so you're fed up, so I got to try something, so you try the challenge. And it's been very successful. We actually took a group out, 11 students, meaning students of the challenge, took it, and in one day they booked 42 interviews. That's pretty hot. It's a guerrilla tactics technique, but it's based on a polite persistence model. If you piss people off, it won't work, but if you're polite and persistent at the same time, it's very effective. Also, if you haven't checked out our website, go to it, www.citr.ca. It's a good site. We've got podcasts. Every show on there, most shows on air have podcasts, including Career Fast Track, this show. And you can listen to previous shows. Like last week, we covered and met with a career expert who was also a mother of children. And the subject was, you know, how do you give advice to your child so that they listen to you? And sometimes you give them advice and sometimes you shouldn't give them advice. And she talked about when you should and when you shouldn't. So that was interesting. And of course, as a career expert, your child will often maybe not listen to you. So, you know, how do you manage that relationship? Because it can cause you a lot of stress if your child or someone you know, this child is not doing well and you want to help them, but they're not willing to listen. So how do you handle that and manage that? I want to take calls as well today because it's a good subject. The subject today is if you are fired or let go, and everything that has to do with that. How do you get a letter of reference from someone who fired you? How do you then, in a next interview for a new job, explain why you got fired so that you actually get hired? And I'm going to share with you a true story about someone who got fired, and the company said, "We'll never give you a letter of reference. Your career is over." It was a very dramatic exit. And he was able to apply a technique which resulted in a letter of reference, a positive letter of reference, and a verbal letter of reference that resulted in getting their dream job. So I'll reveal that technique with you as well. And that's a bit of a preview for next week's article in 24 Hours. Every Monday morning, you can check out our career column in 24 Hours paper. And we're fortunate to also receive many questions through the paper, and I address many of the questions on the air as well. If you have any questions of me, you can email me at info@drcareer.com. info@drcareer.com. That's info@dr-career.com. Today was at work, and I don't reveal much of what I do on a daily basis, but there's two areas of my life or two work experiences over the last 4 years that have led me to this show. And I believe has allowed me to pass on good information to you enough so that you continue to listen and add value in your life. The first is I did a research study for about 2 years with professionals, doctors, engineers, business students, and helping them find work in 12 weeks or less. And I did a research study on how to find work in 12 weeks or less. There was about a 72% success rate in this study, which was unprecedented, really. And that was during a down economic period. And when things are up, they're even higher. So a 72% success rate when the economy is not as strong, and of course it going up as the economy strengthens. So the great news about the study and the information that I'm passing on to you is that it was done during time of economic, not downturn. 4 years ago wasn't a downturn, but it certainly wasn't as hot as now. And of course, U.S. market is cooling off big time. Now, we haven't yet felt it much in the U.S., but I know my listeners cross the border as well, Canada and the United States. So it hasn't hit here yet up here in Canada. I'm out in Vancouver. Of course, anyone who hasn't been to Vancouver must come to Vancouver. It's a beautiful city. And yeah, it's just a great city. Of course, the Olympics coming. That's exciting. Everything going on right now. Currently, I am, my title is Manager BCom Careers at the Sauder School of Business at Sauder. It's a business school at the University of British Columbia. And I coach business students on their career advancement. And I really have an opportunity to work with a group of students that are really motivated to change. The difference between working with a 21-year-old versus a 41-year-old is that a 21-year-old is much more likely to change and try new things. And I find the success rate for the students at 21 are equal to those of 41 who actually do the work. But most 41-year-olds are less likely to do what it takes to find work you love. And that's what happens as you get older. And so I've discovered that the older you get, the harder it is to change. But if you're committed to change, you can change. And I think the words or phrase, courage to change, is important. So today, the phone number is 604-822-2487, 822-2487. If you have any questions about how you handle being let go, fired inappropriately, whether you're still bitter, how do you handle that? How do you address the question, why did you leave your last job? How do you convert a bad reference to a positive? Imagine you work for a company for 5 years and you want to apply to a new job and you were fired from the previous job and they're not willing to give you a letter of reference or a verbal reference. How the heck do you handle that? That's 5 years of your life. How do you explain that? Before I get into that, I wanted to thank a couple editors for sending me books. I get books, career books sent to me, and this one's by Wiley or Josie Bass. That's the publisher. And the book is The Five Temptations of a CEO. The Five Temptations of a CEO. I'll read a bit of the back here. The author is Patrick Lencioni. Patrick Lencioni's combination of homey management truths and simple prose has struck a chord with business leaders tired of jargon and complicated strategic models. That sounds jargony to me. Let's read another one. This book reflects so much of what I love about Patrick's insights. Thought-provoking, challenging of the accepted, simple but not simplistic, and highly practical. It should be a primer for leaders of all levels, not just CEOs. I still don't understand what the book's about. Here, let me read this. When it was published 10 years ago, The Five Temptations of CEO was like no other business book that came before. Highly sought after management consultant Patrick Lencioni deftly told the tale of a young CEO who, facing his first annual board review, knows he is falling. He's failing but doesn't know why. Written to be read in one sitting, that I like, this refreshingly original and utterly compelling razor-sharp novelette serves as a timeless and potent reminder that success as a leader can come down to practicing a few simple behaviors. Okay, this is starting to get interesting. Behaviors that are painfully difficult for each of us to master. Any executive can learn how to recognize the mistakes that leaders make. Okay, so check it out if you're interested in leadership. And a very quick read on a story. And I find, like, Who Moved My Cheese? Those are stories about fables or the really quick reads. I find we enjoy those as readers. The other book I got here is called The Disgruntled Employee. Manage Challenging Staff Without Losing Your Mind. Okay, that's by Business. AdamsMedia.com. The Disgruntled Employee. Manage Challenging Staff Without Losing Your Mind. Here's the back. As a manager, every day you're faced with disgruntled employees. Okay, that's an employee that's disgruntled. That's appropriate for today's conversation. Now, Peter Morris, obviously the author. Yep. Host of the popular radio show, The Business Shrink, draws on his long experience to help you fix these problems. Gleaning tips from experts such as CNN commentator Lou Dobbs and job search guru Martin Yates, Morris shows you how to give workers strong positive feedback, break the endless chain of blaming and backstabbing, abolish poor employee performance and boost productivity, nip cases of harassment and bullying in the bud. Okay? So those are a couple books. Check them out if you haven't already done so. Today I was sitting at my office doing my work, and I received a call from a friend. And this friend started to ask me how I was doing. And it was a call out of the blue that I wasn't expecting. And when I receive a call from a friend that's unexpected, I'm very happy to speak to them. When I receive a call out of the blue at my work, I sometimes wonder what the motivation of the call is. And one of the things I've realized is that if a friend calls me and pretends that they're calling for friendship purposes, but in the end asks me for career advice, I don't like that. So here's the deal. If you're my friend and you wish for career advice, just call me and say, can you give me some career advice? I will like you more if you do that. In fact, one of the things I've learned in developing new relationships is I don't know if you like me because you want to be my friend or because of the career advice I can give. And I think that's one of the disadvantages of being someone who's committed to sharing a message to a large audience. But I have to be clear with you that if you're my friend and you want career advice, just bloody well ask me for career advice. So he called me, and this friend asked me for career advice, but you know what? I didn't mind this time because it was such an important issue. And I've never covered the subject on the air before, but I've had lots of experience with it, nor have I shared it in my 24 Hours articles. And he shared the story of being fired by his previous company, and he was concerned how he can get a positive reference from this company. And also how he can communicate the answer, why did you leave your last job, in such a way so that he doesn't raise any red flags on the part of the employer. So I'm going to share with you a bit of his story and relate to you how he was able to and is currently able to overcome this situation and how you too can overcome this. This is an opportunity for you to give us a call as well. 822-2487 is the number. 822-2487. I'm looking for stories around how you are you stuck in a situation, you need some advice about how you can get through or deal with the situation of being let go or fired or inappropriately, or maybe you're still bitter. How do you handle it? How do you answer the question? Tell me why you left your last job, all that kind of thing. We'll be back in a few moments. I'm going to be pulling up here a little public service announcement. Let's see what we're going to try today. UBC Storm Club public service announcement. 35 seconds, back in a sec.
Thunderstorm. See the lightning flashing. Thunderstorm.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
I gotta go. Sha-la-la-la. I gotta go. Sha-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la. I gotta go. Sha-la-la-la.
Sha-la-la-la. Welcome back. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca. And I'm your host, Philip DeRoche. It's nice to have you, as usual. Today we're talking, the subject about is how you handle being fired or let go by a company and how you handle answering the question in your next interview, why'd you leave your last job? And so today I mentioned that I received a call from a friend who was asking me for advice on how to handle this issue. And I had to ask lots of questions to find out details because the details make a huge difference in how you answer the question. In probing my friend, I discovered that, I don't want to give everything away because it was a private conversation, but in probing my friend, I found out that he had been let go, but given a very large severance package. And a severance package is basically a money. And legally, some employers can give you, my goodness, 2 weeks to a month. Well, he received months and months of pay. And that was a very good sign to indicate that even though he was basically fired, he was appreciated, and it would be very important for him to explain in the next interview that he received a large severance package. The other thing I asked him is, were they upset with you when they got fired? Well, his answer was, actually, I received a letter of reference, a very positive letter of reference. So it's very possible that you're let go and you're given a very positive letter of reference. Why? Here's why. Most companies don't want you to fail after you get let go. Imagine firing someone and having that person not be successful in finding future employment. That will only aggravate the firer, the firee, and possibly cause them to get so angry that they will then sue the company. So most companies have a very strong interest in ensuring that those they let go find employment after. Now, letting go is one thing, meaning an outsource, which is completely a non-personal issue. But even companies that fire people for personal reasons don't want this person to fail after they fire them. Now, of course, many employers will not feel comfortable giving a positive reference for you if you sucked at your job. And there's a way to find out if your previous employer would give you a positive or negative reference. So let me bring it back to basics regarding this guy. I found out that he received a positive letter of reference. But what he wasn't sure was if he gave his former employer as a contact for the next interview, what would he say on the phone? And so the advice I gave him was to actually call the employer, his former boss, and ask him straight up, are you comfortable giving me a positive reference on the phone? Are you comfortable giving me a positive reference on the phone? You might not need to even stay comfortable. Would you be willing, or can you give me a positive reference on the phone? You got to be clear on this. Here's the deal. You're giving him or her an out. In this case, it was a guy. If the guy says no, that means that if you send me an employer and they ask me about your performance, I'm going to say some bad things. So you're not going to say, would you diss me if someone called you? You just say, would you be willing to give me a positive reference? That way, if it's yes, then you can assume that the employer is going to say something positive. But you then have to coach the employer on what to say, because you want to make sure that it's clear. In this case, when this employee was fired, he had an understanding as to why he was fired. And my recommendation to him was to repeat his interpretation of why he was fired and then ask his former employer, is that your interpretation of why I was let go? And then you come to an agreement so that when the next employer calls back that employer and says, why was he fired? You both have the same story. And when you have the same story, you look more trustworthy and you're more likely to get hired. What's also important is that you coach them on what you did well. So once you agree on the same story, you then say, you may recall the project I did. A few things I did well were this and that. Do you recall that? And then the employer will say, yes, I do. Actually, you did quite well on this point and on this point. And that will remind the employer what you did well in the previous job, because employers are really busy. People are busy. And so if you remind them what you did well, then you're going to prime them for that phone call that's going to come and possibly make the difference between you being hired or not. So in this case, it was a rather straightforward situation where he were to call the employer, ask them if they're willing to give a positive reference, then coach them on what they did well and clarify what the equal interpretation of why he was let go. Now, his next question was, how do I answer the question in an interview? It's very important that you answer the question, why did you leave your last job? If it was in fact, anyone who leaves a job is a sensitive situation. It must be clearly communicated and explained. And so here's the way to answer the question, why did you leave your last job, in a way that leaves the employer actually liking you more. Liking you more by finding out why you left the previous work. Why? It's an opportunity for you to reveal your level of emotional intelligence. This is how you do it. You start off with one sentence statement explaining why you were let go. So for example, if you were working on a project with a manager and you did not see eye to eye and you saw that moving forward you would not be able to get along, all the employer is asking you is, are you still a bitter person and angry? How do you manage your anger? That's all they're worried about. Let me ask you this question. Is it normal to not get along with someone? You know, I used to think that fighting and arguments was the end of a relationship, whether it's in your personal life and in your business life. But what I'm learning is that it's not. In fact, arguments is sometimes crucial for a relationship to move forward. So to admit that you had an argument with someone is a normal thing. And in fact, to admit that you didn't have an argument or to admit that you never had a concern or a conflict with someone is a bad thing, because it shows that you have no awareness of what the hell's going on and you don't communicate your needs, because it's natural when you communicate your needs with people to sometimes have conflict. So you start off your answer by saying a one-liner. I was on a project with an individual. We differed in opinions. And moving forward, I couldn't see us working well together, so I decided to move on. That's it. That's your opener. One sentence. No big adjectives in the first sentence. Big adjectives like I was angry or I was upset. Or is that? I was quite upset. Whatever. Don't use words that have possibility of having red flags. Red flags are simply words that create problems. Keep it as neutral and fact-based as possible. So I worked with this gentleman, worked on a project. We didn't see eye to eye. I decided moving forward that we couldn't. I did not want to work together with him, and I decided to leave the company. It's time for a break. I'm going to share the second and third components to the answer, because if you stop there, you're toast. You're dead. You got to keep going. I'll explain in just a few minutes. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and I'm your host, Philip DeRoche. Thanks for joining us. We're talking about how you can answer the question in the interview, why did you leave your last job and not get burned at the stake?
So you want to gain the freshman 15? Well, you probably will. So why not gain it ethically? Sprouts, the student-run, not-for-profit grocery store, is now open in the lower level of the UBC Student Union Building across from Travel Cuts in the Wellness Center. Sprouts is committed to providing the UBC community with healthy, locally produced, organic, and fair trade products at great prices. Sprouts will be open from 9:30 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. So you want to tag a ride on the sustainable gravy train? Sprouts is now looking for volunteers to help out with tabling, outreach, and at the storefront. So just drop by and pick up your application.
I got a job.
Welcome back. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and I'm your host, Philip DeRoche. Thank you for joining us. We're talking about how you can answer the question interview, how did you leave your last job? Before I mention that, I want to touch on our website, www.citr.ca. It's a good site. We've got our podcasts and shows, about 34 of them on for Career Fast Track. Also, get your free download at www.onedaydreamjobchallenge.org. That's one, the number one. And download your copy of the challenge, which will help you find work you love in one day. And to stay current with our most hottest and recent topics, check out our article column in 24 hours every Monday morning. So the second component in answering the question, why did you leave your last job? You must give some I statements as to how you manage the situation. Let me make this real. I used to teach a course, a career course, and I taught it with another teacher. We co-taught. And I did not get along with this woman at all. And I ended up leaving. And so in my interview after, and they said, why did you leave your last job? I was straight up. I said, I did not get along with my co-facilitator. And then I said, I went up to her and I acknowledged that we weren't getting along, and she agreed we weren't getting along. And then in the interview, I'm saying, this is what I'm saying. And I said, I went to her and I said, well, what do you suggest we do? I can recommend maybe we try to do separate training sessions, or how to, I also said, maybe we can consider, I do one day, you do another day. And we tried it. And honestly, even that worked. By dividing tasks, it worked. And eventually I ended up leaving, because even being in the same office with her wasn't a fit. And then I said at the end, the third component of the answer was what I learned. And in answering that question, I said, well, what I learned was I'm not going to get along with everyone, and that's okay. And I was very open with this woman, and she was, my responsibility was to be open in communication with this woman, and I did. And I told her we weren't getting along, and I wanted to get along. At one point, we brought in some senior management to kind of facilitate the relationship. And in the end, it was actually a good decision for me to move on for the next role, because she was staying in Cloverdale, for example, and I wanted to move out of there. And so that's normal. Do not be afraid to admit that you are a human being. There's nothing to hide. The worst thing you could admit, though, is you are angry and bitter. That's it. An employer wants to find out if you're angry and bitter. And if you're angry and bitter, that's a problem. So the three components of answering the question, why'd you leave your last job? You make a one statement sentence regarding why you left. A couple I statements as to how you dealt with the situation. Finally, what you learned. And here's a bonus, fourth component. You say that you learned a lot. You learned a lot in the role. And you look forward to applying what you learned in your current role. That's a nice transfer into the current position. And finally, I want to end on a great story of a man who was fired. And the company said, we'll never give you a letter of reference. You are never going to work again. We hate your guts. No, they didn't say it in those words, but that was what the employee interpreted. And I was working with this individual, and I can't take credit for what he did because he read it in a book, a strategy. And I'm going to tell you what he read. Rather, I'm not going to tell you what he read. I'm going to tell you what he did, which was the result of what he read. There's a wonderful verse in a very spiritual book that says, the fat and large road is where most people walk, and yet it is the little door on the left, which no one enters, where true freedom and life begins. And it is a very lonely path and a very scary path, but it is actually leaning forward and walking through the fire. So when faced with a situation and you have fear around relationships with people, often when you face the fear and you face the person, you are successful in moving forward, and it's a huge growth opportunity. And it is extremely scary. And I don't blame you for not wanting to do it. But if you do it, you'll have huge impacts in your life. And this is in all areas of your career. Any confrontation you have with a person and you face that person after the confrontation, you will gain a level of respect because they weren't able to do it. But by you reaching out to them, you are going to make quite an impression. This person actually walked in and back into the company in which he had the fallout. And he said that he would like to speak to his former manager. The former manager came out, and this guy looked at him and said straight up, and he said, listen, I realize that I ended our relationship on a very poor note. And I've learned a lot, and I'm here to make up, and hopefully moving forward, we can have a positive relationship. Now notice he didn't recall, he didn't blame. All he said was he acknowledges he was responsible for part of the problem, and he also acknowledged that he'd like to move forward and have a positive relationship. Well, this employer was so impressed, he asked him to come to his office and said that he was shocked by when he first came in, and his original response was anger. But by defusing the situation, by accepting partial responsibility, the employer then accepted partial responsibility. And by doing that act alone, he ended up receiving the employee a letter of reference, positive, and a phone reference, which led to his next employment. And it was because he faced the fire. We can learn a lot from this individual. Face the fire when it comes to bad, poor relationships with previous employers. When you do that, it's a great risk, but it has wonderful rewards for your career and also for your personal career advancement and personal emotional growth. That's today's show. You've been listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver.